The grooves are going out here at the 2025 Farm Progress Show. Yeah, you thought it was just farming, but I tell you, a lot of these tents have some music entertainment going on. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, at the Case IH lot here on the grounds here in Decatur, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I'll be darned if I don't see a tractor that is definitely from our neck of the woods. Perry Sage's 1954 Farmall Super MA Torque Amplifier from Thomasboro, Illinois. Perry, a third generation owner. And by comparison, it sits next to the, what I assume is the 2026 model of the Farmall Super 120M. And we've got Leo Bose, who's been with us before to talk about Case IH products. He's a harvesting marketing lead out of Racine, Wisconsin. Leo, how we doing?
Hey, Chad, great to be here. And you teed it up well. And thanks to Perry Sage, you know, for bringing his Super M TA here that was really produced for 1 year and put the Farmall in the Farmall name back then. And actually, if the listeners could see just what we're looking at, is a salute to that pass with a Heritage Edition. So we're bringing the M series in 2 miles. Models, a 110 series, and what you're looking at here is a Super 120M. So we're putting the Super back into that M series, and you'll see its badge up on the hood with the International Harvester logo up in the cab. When you look at that air ride seat, it has an embroidered IH logo in the seat. But we didn't stop there. Customers and producers were telling us, hey, this is going to be my loader tractor in my operation. Can you have an integrated right-hand armrest for the loader controls? And we delivered. This unit has that. But we didn't stop there. We focused in on the display, so brighter displays, larger displays, layouts on the right-hand side. But we all started up front as well. So larger front axle, and we moved back to the rear of the tractor, over 11,000 pounds of lift capacity, and all with a 16 by 16 semi-power shift transmission. So 8 speeds that can automatically jump up or down within a gear. So bringing that Farmall Super M back, and again, it's only available in the 120 Super M.
The response, I'm sure, has been overwhelming. Folks coming out, checking out. In fact, we just had to move for a couple of different folks while we've been talking here, wanting to get up there, take a look at that, and just compare and contrast. Visually, you look at it, and it's size comparison. It's in the neighborhood, but of course, you can definitely tell it's a sleek and high tech.
Yeah, when you look back at the Heritage Edition, you know, the Super M back in the 50s, that base horsepower was 44 horsepower, right? They did some things interesting back then with, you know, aluminum pistons and that, but now 120 horsepower, you got the technology. So in base, we have telematics, so now we can use field ops, so we can actually see where the unit's at. So if I want to check up on dad, maybe feeding cattle, great. This allows us to do that. But this Super M gives a nod to the past. And you may be asking, can I go into a Case IH dealer today and purchase one? Actually, we're going to give our information to our dealers here in the month of October. And at that time, they'll be able to order. So if you wanted to go in and order, and it would be the first half of next year, we start deliveries of the new M series platform.
I'm sure our friends up at Berkey's Farm Store in Hoopston are going to be taking a lot of orders and at least answering a lot of questions regarding this. And who knows, maybe Perry adds this to the Sage Farms fleet and we start seeing them moving and shaking here this fall.
You bet. That'd be a great picture, wouldn't it, right? The old and the new and bringing that technology together. But appreciate the time to talk about our Farmall lineup. And again, the M series along with the Super M Heritage Edition. If you want any additional information, go to caseih.com or stop into that local Case IH dealer.
And while folks are out here, come by and talk with Leo here at the Case IH booth. He's going to be a wealth of information. There again, harvesting marketing lead for Case IH. Leo, great catching up with you again. All the best to you, and we'll see you back here at Farm Progress.
Thank you, Chad. It's always a great pleasure to talk with you.
We'll have more reports coming up from the 2025 Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. Chad Baker for WITY.